Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your face shine on us, O God, and we shall be saved. Star of steady guidance, safe and welcome haven, with our song we greet you, God's own Virgin Mother. Gabriel's great greeting, now our salutation, changes Eve to Ave. Hail our Virgin Mother. Health with peace and pardon, gain for us from Jesus. Prove your reputation, show yourself our Mother. Sing with us now glory to the Word and Abba, and the Spirit binding all together ever. Amen. I will greatly rejoice in God my Savior, who has clothed me with the robe of salvation and wrapped me in a garment of justice. Alleluia. I will exalt you, O God, my God. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. Adonai, you are great beyond our praise. We are moved to silence and awe. Age to age proclaims your wonders, recounts your mighty deeds. They speak of your splendor and glory, declare your greatness and might. They recall your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your justice. Gracious are you and full of compassion, granting us freedom, abounding in love. How kind you are to all creation, compassionate to all you have made. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I will greatly rejoice in God my Savior, who has clothed me with the robe of salvation and wrapped me in a garment of justice. Alleluia.
The words of La Virgen de Guadalupe to Juan Diego. Know for sure, my dearest, littlest, and youngest son, that I am the perfect and ever-Virgin Holy Mary, Mother of the God of Truth, through whom everything lives, the Lord of all things near us, the Lord of heaven and earth. I want very much to have a little house built here for me, in which I will show him. I will exalt him and make him manifest. I will give him to the people in all my personal love, in my compassion, in my help, in my protection. Because I am truly your merciful mother, yours and all the people who live united in this land, and of all the other people of different ancestries, my lovers, who love me, those who seek me, those who trust me. Here I will listen to their weeping, their complaints, and heal all their sorrows, hardships, and sufferings. Am I not here, I who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Am I not the source of your joy? Are you not in the hollow of my mantle, in the crossing of my arms? Do you need anything more? Let nothing else worry you or disturb you. Thanks be to God.
Rejoice, O highly favored daughter, Adonai is with you. Rejoice, O highly favored daughter, Adonai is with you. God's blessing is on you above all women, and this blessing is on the fruit of your womb. Adonai is with you. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Rejoice, O highly favored daughter, Adonai is with you. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, by Adonai the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. My heart is radiant with the Lord, my whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor, holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, by Adonai the Most High God, above all women upon the earth.
To those who seek justice and peace in every land, especially the marginalized and the poor of Latin America, come, Lord Jesus. To those nations in two-thirds of the world who suffer the most from economic injustice and ecological devastation, come, Lord Jesus. To those who are forced by poverty and violence to flee their homelands, and to those who welcome them with hospitality and kindness, come, Lord Jesus. To those who mourn the loss of their loved ones, those among our friends, colleagues, and communities whose holiday celebrations this year are marked by the absence of parents, siblings, or children. Come, Lord Jesus.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God, you showed great favor to Mary of Nazareth and asked her to bring your eternal word into the world. May we follow her example and carry your liberating word into a world that still longs for the poor to be lifted up and the hungry to be filled with good things. May all who invoke her as the Virgin of Guadalupe work together in promoting the progress of all peoples in the ways of justice and peace. We ask this through Jesus, the incarnate Word, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Holy One who makes justice to rain down from the heights shower us and all on earth with compassion and peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We ask, O God, that we who have been privileged to receive the good news of the incarnation of Christ, your Son, may be prepared through his passion and cross to approach also the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.